Yeah, I'll say you're wrong.
I'm just saying it happened.
That's what I'm asking. I'm sorry if I don't react. It's like, oh, thank you so much. Okay. Like Houseworth. I never comment on Houseworth. I'll tell you a secret though that helps me a lot with that. I don't really care. So, you can do a fantastic job or you can do a horrible job and I will probably never comment on either one of them. Except to say thank you because I like living in some place that is just trash.
About once a month.
Yeah.
Goes down
and... Uh-huh. Yeah, no, Lisa. Lisa, do you see me complaining? I'm not complaining at all. I feel bad because that back room is mostly my junk, and I need to do something about it. Junk I feel responsible for. Almost nothing's my stuff. I don't have very much stuff. Almost everything is other people's stuff. That's okay. I got a computer. I'll clean those up a bit. Except for the twins, those aren't my computers. And it's like, well... At some point, I'm going to take over management of them because they aren't. Here, let's get 10 bucks. Here's 10 bucks. Here's a problem for you. No, I'm managing PC. I love you, okay? And I'm not saying a fair gun, I should care more about how it works.
If you weren't doing this,
oh no, I appreciate that, but I'll consider that how.
And if you belong.
I consider that my... I have spare time. I need... It's a good opportunity to know what other people are saying and what other people are thinking. You know, but I normally wouldn't get very much of, so I put it to the trash. I get very well right when I'm, probably not. I think I get ready to do all that stuff. Just park over here. Most people aren't even here by the time you leave anyway. People still have about 2 minutes before they have to. I think about 2 seconds after they can get away with it too. That's usually funny. Tomorrow's going to be interesting though, because I'm going to be here probably for about 10 or 12 hours.
Oh, stuck
over here too. Oh, there's nothing you can do, you have to park. I go around and park where you like parking over there. Yeah. Anyway. I think they're doing preparation. They're spraying all the cracks so they can kill all the vegetation. Something that the vineyard people need to do desperately. Although they did scrape up all their stuff, they didn't spray it very well. So the city came out and said, you guys need to make sure that doesn't like a dollar. In 20 years, after we know it's been empty for 20 years, then you can just ignore it, because then obviously that's the value. But until then, by golly. Classic case of senior citizen. Has become this entity in their own right.
Do you
want to
hop on the sidewalk here and go over
there? No, we can go. Really, let's go the opposite direction for fun.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. Yeah, because I was thinking about that. I said, how much of church, for instance, even ours, how much of it is just some kind of social construct that makes people feel comfortable? And you go, there's probably a lot of that in a church. You know? one of the tenets of Christianity, I am not a Christian, is that it's supposed to bring you comfort in difficult times. Now that's interesting because I don't recall Christ ever practicing comfort. I don't remember him not much doing it. I don't remember him ever talking about it. You know? I don't think the Bible has anything to say on the subject, at least from Christ's mouth. So now, you know, more with those who mourn. Stuff like that. But that's a Book of Mormon concept. That is not a biblical one. Which is why you can say, well, you know, because I don't know where the Christians got this ethic here. It's not a bad one. But it tends to be a major focus of your church home. And we paint these weird things about it. You have your church home, right? And you go, why are we equating this building with a place where we raise our families and make all of our memories? That's called church trying to suck in something better, trying to be better itself, or trying to take the place of something. Churches try to take the place of your home. Mormon church does it too. Although they see it, they actively try to fight it, but they actively lose almost every single time. Because it's so ingrained in, don't mean to be rude, Utah culture. You know? You're a better person if you're spending more time at church serving other people than you are at home doing this. It's also kind of a bad thing because that's what you see the brethren doing. As you go, they constantly, or often, they preach on the whole fact that the work they do is not normal. It is a sacrifice. Their families put up with a lot for them to do what God has asked them to do. It's not preferable, you know? You should not seek for that. It's a silly thing to seek for. Spend more time with your family. They can't. They've got, you know, it says, but honestly, if there's one qualification for being a general authority, it's that you probably let your career already has put your family under the bus anyway. You know, they're already very accustomed to the fact that you sacrifice them to whatever. I was a state president. I was a CEO of my own corporation. I'm a very high administrator in academia, for instance. And you go, these are all horrible jobs for families. Family suffers under these jobs. And you go, as far as I know, the only really salient qualification, when you say, look, how come these guys are all lawyers and doctors and stuff like that? Because these are people that already sacrificed their family life for something else, their career, their studies, their teaching, running things. And you go, so having them just switch their allegiance from some company or some pursuit to church service, the family is already accustomed to this. It's not going to destroy their family. I think that's really important to the Lord. You know? That's why I say, you know, they say, well, oh boy, you talk to general authority. I go, no, I don't. Says, why don't I? Why? Because I worry too much about my family. I didn't sacrifice my family for any of this. And you go, I'm not a good candidate for being a general authority. General authorities are those kinds of posts are basically reserved for somebody who's already thrown the family under the bus. And the family is accustomed to it and went through it anyway. That's why they all honor their wives so much. Because of all the crap their wives had to put up with. Right? And will continue to put up with. Sometimes they travel together, but not very often. Because she takes care of everything else. The first presidency does not curtail their schedule and all the things that they must do for the birth of a grandchild. They don't do that. Their wife will go off and says, well, my wife is going off and attending to the birth of our 28th grandchild, blah, blah, blah. One of them, yeah. And you're going, if I was any kind of parent, I would be there too, but I'm here, I'm sacrificing. I would rather be there, but I'm here. And you go, be careful with that. That is a very PC statement to make, but you made those kinds of choices all along in your lifetime. You were people of sacrifice, but let me tell you, to a large extent, you got great reward out of it. And you still do. God, you get to get all this wonderful inspiration for the entire church. That's pretty heady stuff. I said, you know, I don't know how you feel about it, but there are a certain proportion of people that think they want your position. They're fools to think that. And they don't really understand the kind of sacrifice required. But there it is. I've always found that really interesting. So yeah, church home, I find that to be a bit offensive from the standpoint of church has no way of being a substitute home for anybody. Because now the Utah Coastal Center exists primarily for singles and for people who have lost their spouses or whose families are far away. It's exactly what it's there for. We're here to serve those people. Give them a place to go. Give them a sense of community. If they need something because their family is a shambles or they're very far away from them or they're all dead or whatever, so that's part of the service we render. That's what a church can do. That's why I also feel weird about that. About everybody who talks about their church family, and you go, this is not your family. It says, I hope you do not see it as a substitute. It's your community. It's your community of choice, we hope. Some of you are here just because you've been taught from your childhood to go to church, and this is the place where you go to church. If you tried to go to another church, you'd be so alien and weird, and the things they taught you are so foreign to your soul, that you really wouldn't go very long. It says, but that's the Utah Cultural Center. Just know what it is. It says, so yeah. It says, I worry in testimony meeting when they use these phrases. I'm worried when Christians use those phrases about the church home, and you're going, what the heck is that? What kind of junk is that? It bears no resemblance to home. Shouldn't bear a resemblance to home, and shouldn't I take the place? That's like government saying that it can be your father, or it can take the place of your father. You can't do it. I don't care how much women say, oh, isn't this wonderful? I don't have to live with that bum of a husband I have. I can get rid of him. And I've got all the money I need. And you go, that's not what you need. The money's nice, so I'll grant you that. I said, but it's not what you need. It's certainly not what the kids need. In fact, it's actually destructive to your children, having money. And having money that's earmarked. and not having your parents having two people trying to figure out the right course. One person finding the right course, that doesn't work. It falls apart. It becomes the mom show. I can be father and mother. No, you cannot. It says, what you can be is half a couple that doesn't work very well. You know, the fact that your kids still turn out decent, the fact that everything seems to work okay, that's more of a credit to other things. To your kid, to the resiliency of humans, to stuff like that. Now, I'm not saying that you're not trying your best, you're not doing, well, maybe even the best job that you can. What I'm saying is, your best job can't make up for it. There's no making up for it. There's a hole, and you're not filling in that hole. That hole's just there. Because what I'm saying is, you're actually wrong in saying that having that hole there is just fine. That's wrong. That is incorrect. Now, you may not like the slovenly jerk that you married, or the slovenly jerk that you had a baby by, says, but guess what? Oh, that has just as much to do with you as it does with the other person. So you gotta be careful. It says, but no. You cannot make up for two people. You can't do it. It's just physically, psychologically impossible. It can't be done. All you guys can do is live with this hole in your life. Because the problem is, we don't respect that space. The culture says men are worthless. And we mostly keep them around for comic value and sitcoms. That's all they're good for. Women go out and they do all the work and they make all the important decisions and they make everything, you know, and they make everything happen. If dad goes out and makes some money, well, that's just, finally, he's doing something. You know, this kind of stuff. And he goes, society doesn't acknowledge the hole that's there. They can't. It's a political thing. They have to say it's not that big of a deal. All we have to do is get some money and it'll be fine. Men don't really serve a purpose in the family. And you go, wow, look at all of the social decay around us. Look at how everything's falling apart. Our children are schizophrenic and nuts. And you're going, I'm sorry. This stuff seemed to coincide pretty well with this attitude about men. You go, how come being gay and transgender is so prevalent, or getting more prevalent these days? Thank goodness, not really. But the more you talk about it, the more converts they get. And they go, why is that? Just because your sons don't want to be men. Why? Because men are worthless pieces of shit. It's that simple. Sorry, I don't mean to say a swear word, but that's exactly how it's portrayed. I can't give you a more salient term for how men are treated.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. But sorry. And I said, so yeah. How does that poor boy deal with that? Well, number one, he doesn't want to be a man. So there's basically two roads you take if you don't want to be a man. You actually want to be a woman, or try to be a woman. It says, we do have lesbians, and we do have transgendered women wanting to go for men, but that's a whole nother issue. I said, and women need to speak to that. I could care less. You know. Women screw themselves over 1,000 times in other ways. It's hard enough to kind of grok what men need to do, or what we need to say to men, which we hardly ever even get to hear, because our whole society is attuned to listening to women's concerns, listening to, you know, being very, very attentive to how women feel. And you go, we need strong voices to tell men what to do. There's plenty of voices that are explaining to the nth degree how women feel and what women want. I think everybody knows that. That's not even hard to pick out. They're very, very vocal about it. Is it wrong? Is it self-centered? Yeah. Why is it self-centered? Well, they wanted this venue. They got it. So now they're self-centered. So they can get all the talk about themselves. Whee! Is that problematic? The first thing I'd do is say there's something good about men, and there's good things that men do. Let me tell you, this whole day without women march, the ultimate non-event. I don't mean to be rude, but there it is. It was. It was a non-event. Okay. Nothing fell apart, because men will always pick up the slack. Sorry, just the way we are. And that's something fantastic about us. Is that we will always try, we will at least attempt to take up the slack. And you go, let me tell you, if we had an authentic walkout by men over men thing, this place would go to hell in a day. But guess what? We don't even have to do that. We can already see the problem. We can already see how it's falling apart. How come the 50s were better than they are now? I don't know. Maybe it was those misogynistic, jerk, whiny, stomping around men. Have you noticed something? It says, if we're not getting back to the 50s ever, women will make sure. You go, but we also lost everything that we have. The baby boom, that's over. Because now we're all struggling to figure out if we're even going to have children anymore. I've been saying that one for years. That's our biggest problem. Propagation. Because the only other problem that we have is that we totally destroy men. We can hardly get men to copulate properly. They're all too busy trying to have aberrant sex that doesn't have all this other responsibility around them. We're teaching them to be like children. You go, that's what being trans or gay, that's what that's all about. I don't want to be responsible. Because getting married and having a woman saying, hey, bud, I need you to do some stuff. Having your best buddy, living with your best buddy with privileges, with a big screen TV and a game console, guy child set for life. He's not going to do anything. He's going to start making that calculation of how much money do I really need to make? I don't need to work tomorrow. He's not going to show up. Women are only winning because women are programmed to be responsible for their children. And that's easily transferred over to work and stuff like that. It's not a bad jump to say, I'm doing this job to feed my children. That isn't a big logic leap for women. Women solve it by just not having children anymore. It's like, well, if I don't have so many children or no children, I don't have to worry about them. Of course, their bodies smack them when they try to do that too much. Why do I feel so empty? Why do I feel so empty? And you go, because your body's telling you you're supposed to have children. And you ignored it this whole time and thought better of yourself for it, as if you're smart. I said, you're actually quite biologically stupid. Please don't do that. Stop doing that. Don't be so stupid. Your body's telling you something. Listen to it. You guys will spend all day long following diets and doing all sorts of crap, trying to listen to your body, trying to gain spirituality. You'll, what you need is some children. It'll right your ship. Everything will work a lot better. Anyway, so. It's like, I can't speak to women's problems particularly. It's like, I expect women to do that, and if women are doing it wrong, all I can say is, guys are totally off. I think you're totally wrong. It says, and I went to school. I got my bachelor's degree in family and consumer sciences, man. I got a freaking MRS degree. I think I know a couple of things about women. I spent a lot of time around women. Enough time to say, oh my gosh, this is scary. This is about I was in family consumer science, very traditional. It was all about family and home. They were a weird dichotomy. They were all heavily working women going out and doing social justice stuff. It says, but they all got married and had kids. I don't know how they grok that in their heads. Wait, I'm supposed to hate my husband, but I've got this whole kind of cultural, philosophical thing where I'm, you know, where I'm a good mother. So, it's gotta be. Is there drugs to take so you can deal with that? Gotta be. I don't know what they are. Something. You know, it just shows that women are amazing. And you go, and I don't like to speak against them at all. Except to say, who wants to live around a harpy? So sorry. I know most of the harpies have sworn off ever caring about whether anybody cares about them or not. Of course, they're going to be empty and alone. And they're going to have to drink a lot of wine. You know, the basic things women do when they're struggling. Lots of chocolate, lots of wine. And they better have a pretty high-paying job. And thank goodness they're not having children. If they're going to be like that. And you go, unfortunately, I don't want them to do that. My biggest thing is I want more kids. If you don't like Sharia law, for instance, I said, trust me, you're going down the road where you absolutely guarantee there's going to be Sharia law that holds sway over your children and your grandchildren, if you choose to have them at all. Somebody else's. You should be a little more grateful for the kind of culture that lets you women behave like this, because the next culture will not tolerate it. You will probably be just killed, you know, and nobody's going to sit around and say that murder's bad. They'll say that you're evil, and they have no problems with killing evil. You know, kill the infidel. Have you figured out who that is? That's you. They have no problem with that. They also seem to have not caught on to our stupid idea that it's much more virtuous not to have children and not to marry. If you're a fool, pull it together. You go, we said, yeah. He said, you're going to end up, they probably won't have a nursing home for you. I don't really think it's, I don't think I've ever seen a Muslim nursing home. Maybe they have, I don't know. So, if you go, yeah, this is, you might think that you're going to have a nursing home and it's just going to be a bunch of Muslim people and Muslim women in hijabs wiping off your butt and keeping your medication coming. What you doing?
I don't think it's a laptop. I think it's going over the phone.
For now, yeah. Well, you know, this as well. when you come back, you can figure out where you want to park. I don't know. Summer is tricky. This is that wonderful tricky part of the thing. That's why we're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And tomorrow, I'm going in at 6, and I'm probably not getting home till 8 on Friday.
Oh.
Well, it's just life. We're trying to shove all kinds of things in where they're most likely to work.
I'll come over and bring you some dinner, but you guys have locked the doors by the way.
Yeah. Anyway.
So what do you want to do about dinner tomorrow?
I don't know. Usually we bring something in. I'll throw $7 into... Well, I think they broke that thing trying to fix it. So they're actually trying to work on this, I imagine. And this is just the result of trying to work on it. Anyway.